Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Beis Hashem, we're going to finish Simon Shin Lamed Vav. So we are up to Shin Lamed Vav, Se'ifim Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. So this is page Kuf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Te'enim Sheyavshu Vi'i Behen. If you have figs that dried on their stems, so the fruits themselves dried out. V'chanilan Sheyavshu Peros of Bo. Or you have a tree that the Peros dried out on, which is a little bit of a strange Lashon. What do you mean? We just gave an example of a tree that fruits dried out on. So what do you mean v'chein, and so too a tree that fruits dried out on? So we're going to have to see in the Mishnah Berurah what that means. But anyway, in these situations, whatever they may be, hatolish man b'shabbos chayiv. If you pull off the fruit from the tree on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv afal pi shem karkurim linyan tuma. Even though as far as dinim of tuma, it's considered as if it's no longer attached to the tree anyway. But as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, it is attached to the tree, and therefore detaching it, you're going to be chayiv for kotzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, be'ibay. And pirush b'chuburim ba'anaf, it means on their stems. V'chein ilan. So what was that strange lashon we had? What's the second case? Shira lashon kenu. What the lashon means is as follows: v'chein hu adin kol ilan sheyavshu v'lav davka te'ena. What it means to say is that te'ena is just an example, but the same would be true about any tree that dries, whose fruits dry out. That's one way of interpreting the Shulchan Aruch. Ubenishmas adam kasav shetal sofer uvitzarich lomar v'chein ilan sheyavash ubo peiros. But the Nishmas Adam says, no, there's a typo over here. And what it should say is that so too, a tree that itself dries out and it happens to have peros. That the first case was that the tree was moist and it's only the peros that dried out. Second case is everything dried out. The tree itself would dry out as well. And the chiddush is that that's still considered to be mechubar, even though the tree is dried out as well. The Aglital writes that if the roots are also dried out, then you're going to be potter for being tolish from an on Shabbos. I mean, because that's as far as we went, that the tree was dried out, but not that the roots were. So anyway, so Chayiv, the Shulchan Aruch of here said, you're Chayiv for taking off the fruits. If it's dry grass, then everyone agrees that that's considered to be already detached, and therefore, if you are tolish from them, you're going to be potter. Aval asr drabanan, but it's still going to be asked midrabanan. But if you look in Biralacha, he gives a tziur where even that would be an isur daraisa. But salim shadarkon nishtarish ba'aliyah sheyesh bo afar v'nishtar shusham v'gam rotza bashroshasan. If let's say you have onions that would normally take root even inside the house, and an aliyah that has afar on it, that has dirt on it, and they in fact did take root there, and you wanted them to take root there, hatolish chayiv. When you detach them, you're going to be chayiv. Aval gav shekol abatzol megula vein derech yidulim b'kach. Even though the whole thing is exposed and it's not in the normal way for onions to grow. Avalim nafa alein mapalus v'niskasu yimol shalav b'tzolim va'olin megulin kederech yidulim v'nishtar shusham. But if a building caved in on the onions and the bulbs of them became covered and only the leaves were exposed, like the way that onions normally grow, and they took root. Even if you're not interested in their taking root, you're going to be chayiv, just like onions that were planted out in the field. Now, we said that what's the chiddush of this si'if, that you're chayiv for being tolish these dried fruits on Shabbos? Because as far as tumah is concerned, they're already considered to be detached. Linyan tumah, what does that mean? Perish tumah sachlin. The halacha is that fruits, any food is not considered is not mekabel tuma while it's still attached to the ground. These can be mekabel tuma because they are dried out and they're no longer really being nourished from the ground. But nevertheless, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, we view them as if they are attached, and therefore you may not detach them even on a daraisa level. Now, Sif Yud Gimel is going to be about using a tree. We already learned you're not allowed to lean on a tree, you're not allowed to climb a tree. So asul lishtamish bitstadei. Not only are you not allowed to use a tree, you're not allowed to use even the tzadei ilan, that which is connected to the tree. Aval betzidei tzadin mutar, but that which is connected to that which is connected to the tree, that you're allowed to use. Lufichach, also l'smach asulam l'tzidei ilan. You're not allowed to lean up a ladder on the side of the tree. D'chisalik b'mishtamish betzadin, because when you climb that ladder, you're using the tzadei ilan. Aval im yesh yaseh tekuah betzidei ilan. But let's say there's a peg that's stuck into the tree that's sticking out of the tree, you can lean a ladder on that peg to have a yaseid studin, because the peg itself is the studin, visulam tzidet studin, and the ladder is the tzidet studin, and you're allowed to use that. And if you have a peg that's stuck into the tree and you hang a basket on that peg, hayasi nikrat studin, the peg is the studin, vakalkala kitzidet studin, and the basket is the tzidet studin. And then says the Rama, umutr liga be'ilan ubavad shalo yinidenu. You're allowed to touch a tree, you're just not allowed to be mishtamish the tree, you're not allowed to lean on it, but you're allowed to touch a tree as long as you don't move it. Bar omo kafilu mea amu mutr leiru v'lalus umetapis fior metapis fior lo cheshin shem yakur karkar b'yirudoso v'aliyaso. If you have a very deep pit, even if it's 100 almost deep, you're allowed to climb down into it and climb up out of it, and you don't have to worry that maybe you're going to uproot karka on your way in or on your way out. So let's see the Mishabura. But stade ha'ilan, perish davra tachov kasha b'ilan mikrit stade ilan. That which is either tied to or attached to the tree, lodged in the tree, that's considered to be the stade ha'ilan. So, for example, I think the common example they give is like if you have a hammock that's hanging between two trees. So how's the hammock tied on? If the hammock is tied on directly to the tree, so the whole hammock is called stadei ilan, you're not allowed to use such a hammock on Shabbos. But if you have a screw that's screwed into the tree and the hammock is tied on to the, whatever they call it, the eye of that screw that's screwed into the tree, so then you'd be allowed to use the hammock, because the screw that's the metal piece that's stuck into the tree is the stadim, and the hammock is the tzidei stadim, or a swing or anything like that. So it all depends. If it's the first thing that's connected to the tree, that you're not allowed to use, but the thing that's connected to the thing that's connected, you are allowed to use. You have a clothesline, that's anything, right, all the same things. The actual trunk of the tree, that's called the actual tree, that's not called the tzadin. The tzidet tzadin are that which leans on that which is attached to the tree. And that's very clear in the Mechaber as we continue. Also, you're not allowed to lean up a ladder on the tree. Now, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is somewhat misleading over here. Vishira Dvarim, this is the second time we had today where the Lashon was somewhat misleading. What he really means to say is, that even if you lean the ladder against the tree on Erev Shabbos, you're still not allowed to climb that ladder on Shabbos because it's Stadei Ilan. But to lean the ladder against the tree on Shabbos, that's for sure. Even if you lean the ladder on Shabbos against the peg that's sticking out of the tree, it's aser. Because by using the peg to support your ladder, that is a violation of using the peg on Shabbos. That's using the tzadei ilan on Shabbos. If it's already leaned up against the peg from before Shabbos, so then you're only using the ladder when you're climbing it. You're not using the peg. But if you're doing the act of leaning the ladder against the peg, well, then you're using the peg at that moment. That's a use of the tzadei ha'ilan. Letzidei ha'ilan, pirush ledafno. Tzidei ilan means the sidewall of the tree. Mutalismo, chaynu de mutalismo chsulim erev Shabbos al salab Shabbos mishum tav le'yaseid. Vizar shlo yeniach raglo al yaseid al shalvei ha'sulim k'tei shlo yemishtamish b'tzadim. So as we said, if the ladder is leaning against the peg from before Shabbos, you can climb that ladder on Shabbos, but you got to be careful that you're only climbing on the ladder and not actually climbing on the peg, because then you're using the tzadim themselves. V'akalkala b'tzidei tzadim. So we said if you have a peg coming out of the tree and a basket hanging on the peg, so the basket is tzidei tzadim. L'fichach mutal l'niach v'peros v'litol mimena. So you're allowed to put peros in that basket, take peros from that basket. Aval kalkala atzma asu l'tos b'yasid. But you're not allowed to take the basket and put it on the peg or take it off the peg. Kanal gabe sulam, just like we said by the ladder. Now, if the basket were hanging directly on a branch of the tree, then you would not be allowed to take any object in or out of the basket to kamishamish b'tzadim, because then you're using the tzadim, because the basket itself would then be tzadim. If the opening of the basket is very narrow, that when you reach in to pull something out of the basket, the tree shakes, then it's for sure us from Nishal Yudeza Mishtamish Bilan, because that's called Mishtamish Bilan, to move it. Uli Shayin Bilan, to lean on a tree, Imadam Bari Mutter, Vitash Koach Aser. It depends how healthy you are. If you're a healthy person, you're allowed to lean on a tree. If you're Shvach, then you're not allowed to lean on a tree. Why? Vatam, Dadam Bari Enusomich Lavel Ma'atulam Rikimishamish Mimuchubar. Healthy person doesn't really put all of his weight on the tree, so you're not really using the tree. Aval Tash Koach, but someone who's weak, who needs to use it for support, to support his weight, Tzarech Lismoch B'chol Kocho Alav. So then he really leans his full weight into it. Umikru Mishtamish B'mechuber V'aser. That's called that he's being Mishtamish B'mechuber. That's going to be Aser. V'hani Mili K'sheinu Manidov. K'sheinu Manidov Afil B'bari Aser Zegu V'shimushu. That's all presuming that you're not moving the tree. But if you're moving it at all, then it doesn't matter how healthy or unhealthy you are. It's always going to be Aser if you're in fact moving the tree. So to review what we learned today, we said in Sif Yud Beis that if you have a tree that has dried fruit on the tree, dried out fruit on the tree, or you have a tree itself that's dried out, you're chayer for being tolish from it on Shabbos, even though as far as Tumas Ochlin is concerned, it's considered to be as if it's already tolish and it's already able to be mekabel Tumah. Then in the Mishabura we spoke about if you have onions growing in an attic, even in an unusual way, so if you're happy about the fact that they took root, you're going to be chayer for being tolish. If they're growing in the usual way, then it doesn't matter if you're happy that they took root or not, you're going to be chayiv for being tolish. Then in Sif Yud Gimel, we gave the basic rule that you're not allowed to be mishtamesh bitzidei ha'ilan, but you are allowed to be mishtamesh bitzidei tzadim of the ilan. So if there's a ladder that's leaning directly against a tree, or a basket hanging directly from the tree, you're not allowed to use it. But if there's a ladder leaning on a peg that's sticking out of the tree, or a basket hanging from a peg that's sticking out of the tree, you're not allowed to use the peg, but you're allowed to use such a ladder and such a basket. But one must always be wary that one is not allowed to move a tree in any which way. As far as leaning on a tree, so we said, if you're not moving it at all, so then it depends how much weight you're putting on the tree. So a healthy person doesn't put too much weight on the tree, is allowed to lean on the tree. A weaker person is not allowed to lean on the tree. Okay, but tomorrow we will pick up same time, same place with Simon Shin Lamed Zion. Everyone have a wonderful evening.